the denomination and the bride. I'll let you know why we are not the denomination. Why Isaac is not with Ishmael. It is not Isaac that made himself special. It is God that made him special. Isaac knows who he is. Ishmael was not thus said the Lord for Abraham. Ishmael was a product of man's idea. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then ye shall be my witnesses all over the world. But what does Ishmaelite church do? Idea. They are the ones that created Bible school and put it as a prerequisite for ministry, not baptism of the Holy Ghost anymore. So when you come out from Bible school and you claim to be a pastor, and me here, God will call me and anointed me according to Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and I'm telling you that your origin is different from my origin, you say I am proud. I am not proud. If it is so, why don't you know what I know? Remain standing. Let's pick a text from Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, verse 22. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he, listen, we are picking a text. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was born by promise. Verse 28. Now, we, the bride of Jesus Christ, brethren, as Isaac was, we are the children of promise. But as then he that was born after the flesh, when you see one church fighting another church, when you see one Christian fighting another Christian, I'm going somewhere. But as that time was, as then, that time between those two children, but then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what said the scripture? Cast out the bond woman and her son. Not only the bond woman, no, even the son she produced. For the son of the bond woman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Please be seated. I read it again. Amen. It is written, and that was written in Genesis chapter 16. That Abraham had two sons. The one by a bondmaid. Bond, bondage, slave girl. Slave girl, that is what it means. By bondmaid, slave girl. The other by a free woman. Not under any bondage. Kai, I wish I can talk only on this today. As a topic. Huh. But see, but it's the same father. It's the same father, and that story is not the story of Abraham, it's the story of the church of Jesus Christ. These stories are put so that you will understand the composition of the church. That's all I've been saying. As we look at the bride, a review of the bride and the denomination, and to let you know why we in the restoration ministry are not a denomination. why we are not a denomination, and very interestingly, we can never be denominated. Praise God. Amen. Anytime you see two Christians, one persecuting the other, William Branham put it this way. He said, God's elect cannot persecute another elect. By their fruits, you shall know them. So this sentence alone should explain to you the two groups of believers. Two groups of believers. In the same church, even in Brother Assembly Church here now, because the truth is this. Amen. Same father, same mother, there is a bond they have. When you begin to see same father, same mother fighting themselves, there is something grossly wrong. Because the normal or the usual thing is, you know, the strife goes in polygamous setting. It's polygamy. Polygamy. Polygamy makes you understand this story the more because, amen, this is what we see in the story of Abraham. Anytime you claim that you are born again by the Spirit of God, you are an elect of God. When you see another elect of God, there is something that connects the two of you. Because you become part of the same body. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Apostle Paul put it this way. That when one member of this body suffers, the whole body suffers with it. When you claim to be a Christian, you see another Christian suffering. And you are happy, or you declare him your enemy, something is wrong with you. Amen. If you decided to make somebody your enemy and then you fight that person the way you fight your enemy, something is wrong with your experience. Certainly. 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 Hallelujah. It was Haman that set a trap for Mordecai. It's a spirit. Why was it? It was out of jealousy. Anytime you see yourself, you are not happy when somebody else, a fellow Christian, is happy. That is, find out now who you are. That's what we're trying to bring out now. We can learn from it also. I repeat, if there is anything in you that goes negative, angry, that somebody else is happy, has something you don't have, progressing more than you, shining more than you, and you wearing better clothes than you, and you go, amen, and you get angry, something is wrong with your experience. That is the spirit that produces gossip. There are Christians that are busy looking for the fault of other Christians. They look, I didn't say they see, I said they look for it. They are looking for something so that they are saying you are holy, holy. Let's look for something that will let you be the same level with us as with the Canada. So you say be. So they are looking. Even say for dream, I see him. For dream, I see him. I see him. I see him. When you see somebody living that type of life, you now know it cannot be Isaac. It must be Ishmael. must be Ishmael. Praise God. Inside the church, there is witchcraft in the church. Do you know what is witchcraft? You are thinking witchcraft is the one that is done in the bush in the village by Babalawo. That one has small one be that. That one is small. If you carry the name of a Christian to a prophet to pray wicked prayer against that person, you are a witch. And it happens in a Christian faith. When you hear these Ishmaelites in our midst threatening you, don't take it lightly. How can a Christian still remind you, do you know where I come from? Don't let me take one night for you. Go and find out very well about me. Don't play with me. Then you're going to laugh. You don't know you are facing a principality right before you. Ishmael, tap your neighbor. Who are you? Answer your neighbor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's not my message. Because we're trying to look at the bride global, but the global bride starts from individuals anyway. We are continuing. About the mix that necessitated separation. And we came when God decided to put together now a picture, the final stage of the picture of the church of Jesus Christ. He picked Abraham. Abraham was not praying for salvation. Abraham was just with his people there, serving God the way they knew to serve God, whichever way they were doing, under that rebellious spirit. And God by himself found Abraham. That is what? Grace. Abraham is a product of grace. But let's look at that family first. If you understand that family, then you will understand the church. First and foremost, Abraham was the one God visited and gave a message to Abraham. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, when God called Abraham, he called him alone. So we learn something there. Salvation is first and foremost individual first. Listen, this is important. Because God called Abraham, amen. Say, God called me, went to announce to his family, that God visited me last night and told me I should leave all of you and go to a place he will show me. Lord said, I will follow you. But who did God call? Abraham. But his cousin, who loves him so much, decided, I will also follow you to this your Jesus. I will also follow you to this your church. I will also follow. So you have Lot, you have Abraham. The response that Abraham has certainly will be different from the response of Lot. Because it was Abraham that saw that revelation. It was Abraham that heard from God. Lot only hear Abraham say, so let's go. Amen. the two of them will never be able to flow together. And many of you, that is the kind of, you know, Christian faith you operate. Like a family business, family social thing. That's the reason why. Because you have found the truth. Therefore, you are leaving Catholic to go to Bride Assembly, your wife must follow you. No wonder that adage that says you can force a horse to the river, but you can't force it to drink. That is why even when Lot was brought out of Sodom, the wife was following with her leg, but her heart was behind. When Jesus said, come to me, that come is not with the leg. It's the heart. Hallelujah. I have never believed that you should force your wife to go to the same church with you. When you do that, I consider you that you don't have revelation. Because how does it profit you? You are just doing this out of ego. So that somebody will not laugh at you. Your family members will laugh at you. Your friends will say, and they say it. You mean you they go one church. Your wife, they go another church. You know, be man, Joe. Praise the Lord. Then you tell her, you must baptize for bride, oh. You must baptize for bride, oh. Make her baptize. Where are you saying that they do them? Oh, yeah. I don't baptize you. I don't do them. Amen. Amen. But how will you feel when one day your wife will come and tell you, come, this is your church. I won't go here with any talk. No, be you tell her. By herself, won't you be more happy? You'll be happier than you drag her to come. Because you won't flow together. You know, see, when God calls you, that's why Apostle Peter said, give diligence to make your own calling. Your own personal calling. Ensure it first. Even the law of rescue. You are rescuing somebody who is drowning. If you are rescuing somebody who is drowning, hallelujah. Somebody suddenly falls inside water and is drowning, Expert lifesavers, they will just be hanging around. They will dive into the water, but they will be going around. They will be going around now. Because at that point that he's struggling, anything he grab is place of safety. He's just looking for something to hold on to, hoping that he will hold on to it. Then you can't go, he can't hold you for neck. You are finished. So what you do is, you allow the person, you are swimming around, you take one eye, they look and you take one eye, they look and then you go drink. When you drink, finish, you don't fight, no more power. Then you dive and go and carry him and bring him to the shore. Praise the Lord. And then begin to massage. It's gospel I am preaching, you know. Allow the woman to enjoy the thing when she wants to enjoy for world. Allow your brothers just for you fire prayer on him. That is what I mean by swimming around him. Swimming around. Fire prayer. One day he will drink the world or so. In the day you go. Then you say, why not try my Jesus? Then you cannot bring the person out. Praise the Lord. You will appreciate that your Jesus. More than the Jesus, you force him to follow. But that's not even where I am going. You, if God call you, you put any attachment, he will cause a separation. God has decided to separate his own people from other people. In this world, God has his own, and there are also other people. Those that are his own, for known from the foundation of the world, they are called the elect. He has an agenda and a program for them. And anything that will disturb that program, he will separate it from you. For we are called according to God's purpose. Anything that will disturb God's purpose in your life, he will separate it from you. He will separate it from you. And the means by which God will do it will make you understand that all things work together for good to them that love God. Sometimes it's not palatable to you. It's not. For the salvation of your soul, of a sister, God can take away your husband. Kill him. He will die. For your salvation. He can also kill your wife. If that woman is going to disturb any purpose of God in your life, he is in the business of separation. And he can do anything to separate. Hallelujah. God call you to serve him. You are still sitting down in that denomination because you love the Jew. Because you love Mommy Jew. And God has sheep somewhere for you to watch over. He knows what to do. What he did to his disciple in Jerusalem is what he will do to you in that ministry. He said, you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Samaria, in Judea, in the uttermost part of the world. All of them go sit down for Jerusalem. What did God do? Persecution. That persecution, now run and they run, though. When they reach here, the gospel will spread. Persecution will start again. They will run. God was using persecution to spread the gospel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God used persecution for this church to start. Now, the problem I had in my former church that made me to leave, and this church started. So God himself decided to create a problem between the servants of Lot and the servants of Abraham. And we know the story. That is how they were separated. Now it occurred to Abraham that we have to separate. And immediately after the separation, I love a statement that the Lord made. Genesis chapter 13 verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, what did he say? Lift up now. That word now is my emphasis. It's a way of saying, now that you have separated, now the blessing can start. Now the blessing can start. He said, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. So that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. And do you know we are seed of Abraham? Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. And verse 18, it says, then Abraham did what? Removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Now that you have separated, some of us here that have genuine salvation, genuine seed of God, your blessing has been withheld, dragging. The dreams you saw, the vision you saw, it will be because of an attachment you have that must be separated. Think on that very well. Okay, let's look at that family. We are looking at the various groups. We have looked at Cain and Abel, where we saw same mother but different fathers. We are now looking at Abraham. In the case of Abraham, and every one of them is a type of the church, it makes you understand the picture of what the church of Jesus Christ is. And now we have Abraham and his family. We know the story. Praise the Lord. Abraham was promised a child. But it looks as if the child was not forthcoming. Now, when the promise lingered, then Sarah, it was Sarah's advice, so that you will not die without a child. Is it this your house help, this slave, Eliezer, that will inherit this? Have one at least from your, you know. One woman asked me that question in the women program yesterday. She asked a question. If I notice that I cannot give seed to my husband, is it proper for me to get another woman to take in for my husband so that they can have the child for us? That was what Sarah did and created problem till now for that family. You create problem for that family. Because that other woman will come. Forget the big grammar attached to it called surrogate mother. Surrogate is English language. The day that woman will come and say, "Now my picking be this." Now that day you go no say surrogate, no day for this matter. Now my picking, now I get this. Now my picking, now maybe the mama. Can you agree? Now maybe the mama. What happened? Your husband pregnant me. In fact, I am the second wife. Abraham was not like that. Abraham was faithful to his wife. But when they are supposed to wait for that promise, they were supposed to wait for that promise. God emphasized that promise again. Genesis chapter 17. And from verse 15, he says, "And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be, princess. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her." Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?" And Abraham said unto God, "Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee." Maybe it's Ishmael you are talking about. They are giving you prophecy. You are saying it's Ishmael. And God said, "Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed. And thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his seed after him." It is not Ishmael. It is Isaac. Praise the Lord. The promise was waiting. They kept waiting. Therefore, Sarah came and said, enter into this, my maid, and get a child for yourself. And Abraham did it. And she became pregnant and brought forth a child. By the name of who? By the name of who? Hallelujah. Now, as I just summarize that story to give you a picture of what happened in that family. That child, Ishmael, was a child, a son of a bondwoman. Her mother is a slave. But is Abraham's son. Hallelujah. Time passed. And it looks as if it is only this son that Abraham had, Ishmael. And that is why God had to come again, as we see in Genesis chapter 17. Yes, God gave him that woman by the name of, gave him a child from that woman, Hagar. There's something interesting about it if we read the story. This child is a child, a son of Abraham. That one, there is no problem about it. No argument. That is his son. But God has an agenda. God has a program. Amen. Because it is from you, you are the father. Oh, glory be to God. Because you are the father, do you know that Ishmael was also blessed? When he came to reemphasize reconfirm that covenant to Abraham, he still mentioned it. Let's read about chapter 17 again. Hallelujah. He recognized Ishmael. Verse 19, and God says, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, the son of the bond woman, hallelujah, I have had thee. Behold, I have blessed him. Who blessed him? Who bless him? If you agree with me that the picture we catch here is a picture of the church of Jesus Christ today, and that there is a church of promise, and there is a church that is a product of that bond woman, and if we agree that this group is the denominational churches, then you will know that the blessing they have is of God. The blessing the denominations are having, those blessings are of God. It's not devil that is giving it to them. It's God. If you don't catch this, you won't understand. You'll be thinking that you are in error, that they appear as if they are prospering more than you. They are prospering more than you. The reason they prosper more than you is because you have not yet positioned yourself as you should. And as for Ishmael, verse 20, I have had thee, behold, I have blessed him, and we make him fruitful, and we multiply him exceedingly. See, 12 princes. The same thing. Whatever they have, we are supposed to have. Jacob, the seed of Isaac, had 12 tribes, 12 princes, 12 patriarchs, 12 sons. Ishmael too had 12. The blessing that Jacob received, Ishmael also received it. 12 princes shall he begat, and I will make him a great nation, but my covenant will I establish with Isaac. Oh, glory be to God. We said I shall appear unto thee at this same time in the year. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My emphasis in this example is that there was a child of promise in that family. There was a mix-up from that bond woman called Ishmael. Isaac has come. Therefore, Ishmael will give way. And we know the story. Try to read the whole story of that family. My emphasis here is that they cannot be mixed. Therefore, there had to be a separation. Although they are the same father, but the promise is for one of them only. The other one, the promise is not for you. Why? Why is the promise not for you? The reason is simple. The reason is because how you came about was by man's idea. It was by a carnal idea, not thus said the Lord. And if you catch the picture, you make it easier for me before I even land. Because I'm here to prove to you that the Church of Jesus Christ comprises of Isaac and Ishmael. The denomination and the bride. I'll let you know why we are not the denomination. Why Isaac is not with Ishmael. When we speak, a brother sent a quote to me. I don't know where he got it from, but posted it to me. To let me know that the fact that we say we are bride, we are bride, we are bride. It is pride to make us look down on other Christians. It is pride. And that it is wrong to think that you are special and other group of Christians are not special. I am not the one that made myself special. It is not Isaac that made himself special. It is God that made him special. Isaac knows who he is. Praise God. Ishmael was not thus said the Lord for Abraham. Ishmael was a product of man's idea. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then ye shall be my witnesses all over the world. But what does Ishmaelite church do? Idea. They are the ones that created Bible school and put it as a prerequisite for ministry. Not baptism of the Holy Ghost anymore. So when you come out from Bible school and you claim to be a pastor, and me here, God could call me and anointed me according to Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And I'm telling you that your origin is different from my origin. You say I am proud. I am not proud. If it is so, why don't you know what I know? And yet I didn't go to Bible school. I will soon be coming. I will be coming. The promised church, the promised bride will soon be coming. Will soon be coming. And because he tarried, ideas began to come that has produced what we see today in the denominational setup. The priesthood now has been removed. Hallelujah. Now, the high priest that we have is the Lord Jesus Christ. But we have churches that have priests. Where did they get that from? It is man's idea that have brought about ordaining women pastors. It is men's idea that produce headquarters with the branches. It is men's idea that produce employment of pastors. Pastor to be employed. They interview you. They even advertise it. Then you bring certificate. No more Holy Ghost, but certificate. Issued by a man. And because it is a man that has appointed into the ministry, that man will promote you. From junior pastor to full pastor. To reverend. Reverend doctor. Very reverend. Right reverend. Bishop. Archbishop. And all manner of names. Superintendent. General one for that matter. And when I speak like this, they say you're always criticizing. And instead of them to learn, they start fighting. Ishmael fighting Isaac. Ishmael began to persecute Isaac. Because Isaac is special. There's something Isaac knows that Ishmael will never know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, too many things to say. Too many things to say. Too many things to say. That will make you know who you are or where you are. Even if you are not part of it, at least you know where you are. So you know who we are. At least one day you will pass through this place. Hallelujah. There are people that are sitting down here, they don't even know where they are. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Has it not occurred to you that as plain as it looks in the Bible, as plain as it looks in the Bible, that general superintendent, if you're a visitor here and it looks as if I'm criticizing your church, now preach, I beg. Now preach, I dey preach. Oh. So respond through the Bible. Respond through the Bible. One thing that has disturbed me till today, if not that God has granted me understanding of the mystery, is that a general overseer of a standing of Pa Adeboye. A general superintendent of the standing of Kumuyi. A big minister like Oyedepo. Hey, this man is calling names. I go call. Wait. A big ministry like Chusi. What's his name? Moka. Hallelujah. The most educated ministers on earth are reverend fathers in the Catholic Church. They have doctorate degrees in philosophy. Very educated in all fields. As educated as Michael Konko is. Doctor. Higher literature for the leaders of the Christian faith in Nigeria. Dr. Olukoya. Hey, this man has no respect. They have no respect for men of God. Do they have respect for the word of God? If they have respect for the word of God, then why are they not obeying the word of God? I'm speaking the word of God. Which they have no respect for. As mighty as these people are, simple doctrine for justification, they don't know it. That the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. It's in the Bible. That we are to baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. They can't see it. You say I should not wonder. They make me wonder. I wonder.